ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। क्वाहं दरिद्रा पापीयान् क्वा कृष्ण श्रीनिकेतनः ब्रह्मबन्धु इति स्माहम् बभूव्यं परिरम्भितः क्वाहं दरिद्र पापीयान् क्वा कृष्ण श्रीनिकेतनः ब्रह्मबन्धु इति स्माहम् बहुभ्यं परिरम्भितः। क्वा हु अहम् आय दरिद्रः पुअर् पापीयान् सिन्फुल् क्वा हु कृष्णः द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड्हेड् श्रीनिकेतनः द ट्रान्सेंडेंट फॉर्म ऑफ ऑल ऑपुलेंसेस ब्रह्मबंधु द फ्रेंड ऑफ अ ब्राह्मणा नॉट फिट इवन टू बी कॉल्ड अ ब्राह्मणा इति दस स्म सर्टेनली अहम् आय बाहुभ्यं by the arms parirambitah embraced. Translation: this is a verse spoken by Sudama Brahmana, the school friend of Krishna. You remember they went together to Krishna in Avanti, a town in central India, and later they parted ways. Krishna went to Dwaraka and Sudama Vipra went to a place which is called now something like Sudamapur or so. It's a town in Gujarat. And he was very poor actually. So when it just became so intolerable and they had no... His wife had no money to buy even the most basic sabjis, you know. She reminded Sudama that he had this classmate, this old friend from the school, from the Gurukul, Lord Krishna, and that he should go and ask him for some financial support. And Sudama Vipra didn't want to do that, but when his wife again and again requested him, he finally went his way because he thought, I will just see my friend. I will not ask him for financial support. I don't require anything. Let me just go and take this as an opportunity to see Sudama and to see Lord Krishna. When he actually met Krishna after such a long time in Dwaraka, Krishna embraced him to his chest. Normally only Lakshmi Devi is embraced by the Lord, but here Krishna just took his arms and bahubihi, his two arms, and just pressed his friend to his chest, and both of them cried tears of happiness. And when Sudama after this, while Sudama was in the arms of the Lord, he was so much in bliss and expressed his mind in this verse. He said, "Who am I? I'm just a sinful, poor friend of a Brahmana, a Brahman Bandhu. I'm not really a Brahmana. I'm very unqualified. But then, who is Krishna? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of six opulences. Nonetheless, although there's such a difference between us, I'm a nothing, a non-entity, and he is everything. Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms." He was thinking about this. "Although I'm so fallen, and although I'm so useless, Krishna has not considered my disqualification, but instead he just ran towards me and he embraced me to his chest, like you would do with your best friend." So this was the mood of Sudama Brahman, and it is interesting that this verse was quoted by one devotee of South India when the same thing happened to him. He was in such a situation that no one would look at him. No one wanted to be close to him. No human being. In fact, he was... people were afraid to come close to him. But nevertheless, and he smelled very bad, but nevertheless, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and embraced this devotee with his two arms. And when this happened, when this devotee, who was really neglected by society, was embraced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he remembered Sudama's ecstasy when Sudama was embraced by the Lord. And these lines or these words came from his heart to his mouth. So how this happened, who this devotee was, is a very interesting subject matter, which I would like to discuss this evening here in the temple. I believe that all of you are great souls for having taken up the path of Krishna consciousness. And it would be so nice if all of you would one day be embraced by the Lord like it happens in our Shastras, it's described. And I wanted to just discuss this subject matter at the beginning of our auspicious Nityananda festival. I also wanted to speak about this because I feel for us it is very important to know what could be our next steps in our spiritual life, where and how we can situate ourselves. And the best way to situate ourselves safely is by taking up the process that is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. When we came here from Radhadesh, I was traveling with two very nice devotees, and one of them asked me the question, how can we make Krishna more part of our life so that we actually experience a relationship through our days? And I said, well, the best way to do that is if we follow the path which Krishna has given himself, and he gave four powerful instructions how to do this in the Bhagavad Gita. I think you all know this. Manmana, we should think of him. Bhavamat Bhakto, we should come into the mood of serving him. We should do something for him. Have you done already something for him today, or have you only done something for yourself today? And you should ask yourself the question. You should then worship Krishna, and you should offer your obeisances to Krishna. This is how you make Krishna part of your life and become and live your life in relationship to Krishna. So I said this at that time. If you want to be more closely connected with Krishna, best is you take the path which the Lord has given. And as I was giving this answer, I said, but there's also another process which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given in for the people in this age. And when my spiritual master spoke about this process, he said, this is actually the process of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He said, this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It is so I thought I would discuss this evening, and so on. My dear devotees, you all have started a spiritual journey to ultimately meet Lord Krishna. And on this journey, you should sometimes take a risk. You should do something which is just so important for you to make the next step happening for you. But you should never do something which puts your own Krishna consciousness at risk. Take a risk, but do not put your Krishna consciousness at risk. And in order to do this, you should find out, let me find out what Krishna says, what Lord Chaitanya says, and I will do that, and let me see what is happening. So this will be the subject of this lecture. It is, I think, quite interesting, no? Not so interesting? Little, should we talk about something else? Or? It is a good subject, no? It's very relevant, I feel. So, let us start by offering our obeisances to Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadayane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his tour to spread love of Godhead, he actually had a very fixed program. When he was on the road, he would always chant the names of Krishna, and people would hear him chant. And as he chanted, he laughed and he cried and he danced. And people became influenced by this. He was what the academics would call a charismatic preacher. You know, he's a, he would, in fact, influenced a wide range of people. And then he would come in the evening or afternoon. He would arrive at a place. If it was a place where there was a nice temple, he would go immediately. He would take his bath and he would go immediately to the temple and chant in the temple. And usually the temple would accommodate him. But if it was, if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not near a temple, he would ask for bhiksha at some Brahmana's house, and the Brahmana would cook for him, and he would stay at the homes of these Brahmanas, and he would give them instructions. So when he sang, when he was was traveling, he was like Mata Singha. He was like a lion, so powerful. When a lion travels, everyone is becoming affected by him. Usually they are afraid. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the lion of love of Godhead, the love lion, was merged in prema avesh, in ecstatic love, and he got everyone to chant Krishna's name. He would chant this kirtan. Please chant with me. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Paiman. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshaman. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Aiman. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's also known as Gaura Hari, because he is the golden Hari, he has a complexion which is gold, went through the lands, and he would, when people would see him, they would feel so attracted, they came close, and he would usually chant into their ears, Hari Hari. And when the people heard this, they responded, Hari Hari. And while they were chanting like this, they felt this ecstatic love coming up in their hearts. They laughed and cried, and they would not leave him. They were very eager to stay with him. But after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace them one by one, and invested them with a certain spiritual potency which was not there before. And then he would bid them or request them to return home. And I think we have often heard about this when someone is embraced by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Imagine the type of ecstasy which you feel. Imagine you meet your best friend after a long time, and he comes and he looks at you, and he is full of affection for you, and he embraces you. Maybe an older devotee, and you are, or the Mataji is an older Mataji, and they embrace you to the heart. You feel, oh, everything is all right now. I have my shelter. I have my connection. I'm good now. But imagine how the people must have felt when God embraced them. It's almost inconceivable for us how blissful they felt, how ecstatic they felt. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would continue on, and he would stay at a person's house. And what he did at this person's house is what he did in every house where he went. Lord Chaitanya said, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings elaborately by studying what he did. You can know how the Lord dealt with in all other places, with all other people. So I request you also that you now pay close attention. What Lord Chaitanya, how was the interaction, the exchange, the austausch between the Lord and the people he met? Because he would tell you the same thing which he told the people. It's ein template. Wie sagt man das in Deutsch? Ein template. Ein Probemuster. Ein Muster. Ein Muster. Ein Musterverhalten. So, have you sometimes asked yourself, what would the Lord tell me if he would meet me today? This is what he tells you. This is why it's so important to have the Shastra. So let us study. He came to one village, and there was a Brahmana whose name was Kurma. And when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the street, he greeted him with great respect and devotion in his heart. He invited him to his home. He requested the Lord to take a seat, and then he brought very crystal clear fresh water, and he bathed the feet of the Lord and caught the water in a bowl, and immediately drank with all his family members this huge bowl of water. They really got Charanamrita. And then he cooked various foodstuffs which were growing locally. Maybe he gave him also the jujube fruit, and, you know, various types of sabjis, spinach, rice, dal, and so on. And whatever the Lord left on his plate, the Brahmana took with great eagerness and distributed to his family members, and so on. Then he could understand by just seeing the Lord and his tremendous effulgence and the way his heart and the heart of his family members were feeling with this supreme bliss. He could understand this is the Lord, and he said to the Lord, "I'm so grateful that you came and put your lotus feet in my home. These lotus feet are meditated upon the Lord Brahma." By the way, this is Vedic custom. When you address someone, you don't say, "I'm so happy you came." You will say, "I'm so happy, Govindanandan, that you put your lotus feet here in this temple." You would say like this. It is more polite. "Oh, Krishna Laya, you are a famous person in Hungary, but we are so honored that you put your lotus feet here in Goloka Dham." This is the more polite way of expressing our appreciation. And this Brahmana said, "I'm so happy that you put your lotus feet in my home." Because these are the feet which Lord Brahma meditates upon. Today, I feel just very, very much blessed, and I can speak on behalf of my family. This is the supreme wealth in our life. And then, maybe when the family members were in some other room, the Brahmana came confidentially to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and expressed something which was deep in his heart. I believe we can understand what he felt. And it's very interesting how Mahaprabhu reacted. He said,
please give me your special favor. You know, I cannot tolerate the misery of material existence any longer, and I request you, take me with you. I want to leave my home now and go with you. He must have been married and have children, you know, it's because here it says he had a family member, many family members who drank that charanamrita and ate the mahaprasad. Now the brahmana wants to leave all this behind. And do you know what Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu became very intense and he said, "Don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy names of Krishna always." He said like this. And Prabhupada, he is very, very intense on this. He said, "It is not advisable in this age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained properly as brahmacharis and grihastha. Thus, therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the brahmana not to be too eager to give up family life. It would be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly under the direction of a spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyas." In the next verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises everyone. He then said, "You stay here. Chant always, and then do another thing. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna, as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land." And he said then, if you follow these two instructions, what were the two instructions again? Let us summarize. First instruction, chant the holy name always. Second instruction, read the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and then instruct others about these subjects and in this way become a spiritual master. And he said, if you follow this instruction, your material life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these principles, Prabhupada says these regulative principles. He means here these two things. We will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company. So this is in my experience with my own spiritual master. He said like this also to me. He said, the second instruction, he said it like this: you must become a good disciple and you must become a good guru. And I thought, no way! I will not become a guru. I'm very unqualified. I mean, Prabhupada, I'm thinking myself, why do you say like this? Look at me. You will be able to see what a personality I am, what kind of person. I'm a modern man. But Prabhupada must have had in mind when he said this the instructions of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who said, you learn the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam and then you instruct others, and in this way you become a guru. I think you all know, when you are sharing Krishna consciousness with others, you understand there is a lot of mercy which comes your way. and you are empowered. Sometimes don't you feel that you say things which you think, wow, this is really good. I'm usually a little bit mediocre in my intelligence, so mittelmäßige intelligence, but this was a good point which I just made. You say this without any pride because you know you have been empowered. Something comes through you. So Mahaprabhu used to say this to everyone he met. Stay where you are, stani, stani, stani. Don't try to make a big show of something. And chant always, learn the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam, share it with others. Then you will not have any problems with your life in this world. You will be safe, you will be taken care of. This could mean, my dear devotees, that you do this. Ooh, wow, apply the scriptures. Apply what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. I think you should make a plan like this. No, Adya, no, I'm serious. This is Mahaprabhu. Anyone can do that. Chant always, even when you do your, with your cooking pot, you are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It will be better for the preparations which you make. They will be very much pervaded with spiritual energy because your consciousness is going directly in the food. And then you learn the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam daily and you share it with others whom you meet in the airplanes, or most of you don't fly as often as I do, on the street, when you go shopping, when you go and put your gasoline in the thing. You can. This is, and you will see, there is no material life around you. You will not be abstracted. There is no obstruction. So this was Mahaprabhu's instruction. The Lord stayed, would always stay one night, and he also stayed one night in the house of Koma Brahman. And the next morning, early after taking his bath, he started his journey. Now, when he stayed at this Brahman's house, whom he forbade to travel with him, when he arrived in the evening, the news quickly spread that this amazing personality with his golden complexion, in whose association we just become so blissful, that news spread, and it spread to the edge of the village. In the edge of the village lived one a great soul who had a terrible disease, leprosy. This is a disease which is so infectious that in the times, olden times, the people who caught this disease were not allowed to stay in the village or town to not infect all the others. They had to be far away from society so that the disease would stay with them. Vasudev was a great soul. He understood, I have this disease, and he felt he had a very special realization. The disease was so bad that he had these open wounds, and in the wounds, I'm sorry to say, but hopefully no one faints when they hear this, there were living worms. Have you ever had open wounds with worms in it? Just a few months ago, I had open wounds, but I made sure that there would be no worms in the wounds. They were all over the body, and things were coming out of the wounds. It was quite something. Vasudev had worms on top of it. It must have been very painful because they ate his own flesh.
But he was so compassionate that when a worm would fall out of his open wound, he would bend down, he would take that worm, and he would think, I'm the only supermarket for this worm. You know, he will die without if I don't supply him with my own flesh. And he would put the worm back into his body. This is how compassionate he was. You know, the main dharma of a Vaishnav is to be compassionate. That is, to do something for the benefit of others. He was very, very enlightened, in other words. So he heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, and although he stayed at the edge of the village, he developed the desire to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what he did is, he walked in the early morning to the house of Koma, the Brahmana. But he came a little bit too late. Gauranga Mahaprabhu had just left and started his journey. Vasudev was grief-stricken. It had been very difficult for him to walk on his with his body, which was so painful and which was so wasted away and eaten away by this disease. But still he had managed to travel to the house of Koma Brahman, and now the Lord had left. The moment he found out that the Lord had left, you know, maybe I can imagine Koma Brahmana had gone with the Lord a little bit the way. You know, when a friend leaves your house, you should go with a friend and go a few steps with him. At least seven. That's normal hospitality. So he had gone with the Lord, but then the Lord had looked at him, almost as if asking, do you remember what I told you? You cannot come with me. You must stay and do what I have instructed you. So the Brahmana went home crying. And when this leper came, Vasudev came, and saw the Brahmana crying, he already knew everything. He knew that the Lord had left. And he fainted. Now Mahaprabhu is the super soul in everyone's heart. Krishna always knows what is in our heart. And he knew what was in Vasudev's heart. Therefore, by his potency, his mystical potency, he appeared before Vasudev. Here I am. And it's very nice how Krishna Das Kaviraj explained what happened then. When Vasudev, the leper Brahmana, was lamenting because he was not able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately came to that spot and embraced him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, both the leprosy and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudev's body became very beautiful to his great happiness. So the Lord embraced him, and when he was embraced, his disease came away, and his body was healed immediately. I think the worms went back to Godhead, if you ask me. But this is my speculation. I do not know 100%. I think so. And also his distress of suffering. Have you ever seen movies about leper colonies? Oh, just to see it is so heartbreaking. How the people suffer. It is, oh, Krishna. In India you can see. So his distress went. He was again very happy. And at that time, he remembered Sudama Vipra and how Krishna had embraced Sudama the Brahmana. And he chanted this verse which Sudama had chanted. Oh, who am I? I'm so useless, but still, Krishna, you are so qualified. You have embraced and cured me. This is inconceivable to me. But after some thinking, do you think Vasudev was happy? In the beginning, he was happy. He thought that the stress went away and the disease went away. But then he thought further something. And if you understand a little bit what he thought, you will be very amazed how he thought. He thought, well, now I'm so beautiful. You really look beautiful. Can you ever imagine? I don't know if there a beautiful human being. There are some. Sometimes we meet people who look extremely beautiful, and they have an inner beauty also to themselves. They smile. They're very generous and kind and content. Physically, they look very beautiful. They have often large eyes, and they move with a certain elegance and so on. And Vasudev had all these physical features of extreme beauty. But he thought, now I'm in danger. I'm in danger to forget the Lord again. I want to read this to you because it's so amazing what he thought. Being meek and humble, the Brahmana Vasudev worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe I think, look at me, I'm so much blessed. I look like a demigod. I know in Narada Muni's previous life, he was the Gandhava Upabhana, and he became just, because the women who looked at him were just immediately so enchanted by his supernatural beauty that they just followed him, went and ran after him, you know, like this. So Upabhana became very proud because of this. And this Brahman also thinks, no, I will come into material consciousness. But then Mahaprabhu gave him the same instruction which he had given to the Koma Brahmana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra incessantly, that is, without stoppage. And he said, if you do this, you will not become proud. Also, he said, preach about Krishna and do something good for the other living entities. And you can be sure Krishna will very soon accept you as your devotee when you do this. This was the instruction, same instruction. My dear devotees, these are instructions which the Lord has given to all human beings. I really request you to try to follow these instructions. See, we Hare Krishna devotees are usually immune to good instructions. We have heard so many. We are vaccinated against good instructions. Every lecture, this, do this, do that, and the other thing, and we say, okay, when is this over and I can go home and be peaceful and eat something? This is something I feel we should take note of. Why don't we do something far out?
we do this, we try this during the festival. Just let us take a little, just let us be far out Vaishnavas, you know, not normal people, but let us do something ecstatic, no, for a change. Stop worrying and thinking so much about our own insignificant fly-like life, and you sing Krishna's name, chant, and when we are with devotees, not talk about the newest rumors from internet. So we'll always find many interesting things there. No, we will talk about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. No, Sajjinanda Swami, let's not be artificial, please. Let's be natural. Yeah. I don't think we should be natural. We should be supernatural. No, we should... let me be sure. It's normal for a human being to... And if you understand good instructions, if you understand this is what Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, then we should do this. It is something. Tomorrow I will address, it will be the opening lecture of the lessons from Narada Muni, and I will talk in the beginning why we are so rebellious against good instructions and don't want to follow them. Why it is? Because there is a very, very human reason why we have such a difficulty to change our life and become ecstatic human beings. There is a sabotage system in all of us which sabotages our life. And I will talk from a psychoanalytical point of view. I will psychoanalyze this. But for now, I want to request you think about this. It's so simple. And it's the process of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And I was so amazed when I read Prabhupada's purport. And I was really, really, really amazed when I saw how Prabhupada took these points up in his purports. I would like to read you something which is particularly particularly impressed me. One should not try to be an artificially advanced devotee thinking I'm a first-class devotee. Such thinking should be avoided. It is best not to accept any disciples, Prabhupada writes here. One has to become purified at home by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and preaching the principles enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus one can become a spiritual master and be freed from the contamination of material life. So Prabhupada first says, don't accept any disciple. Then the next sentence he says, you should accept disciples. What is it now, A or B? It is very simple. You have to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and preaching the principles of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And then you become a spiritual master and be freed from the contamination of material life. That is. But if you don't take to this purifying process, then you will stay, you will not be able to move forward in the way you wish to move forward. So, yeah, this I wanted to present to you. What do you think about this?
Not all at once, please. No, I'm asking a question. It's, does anyone have a thought to this or a question on this? Mahendra Prabhu.
Maharaj, the instruction is very simple and doing it is very simple, but as you said, we often have this system of resentfulness, and it seems this is the reason is lack of taste for doing it practically, sitting and doing it, chanting, reading, studying and giving it to others. How can we
develop this? Have you heard Mahendra Prabhu's question? Yes? Good. Mahendra Prabhu, I think your question is very, very valid, and I want to thank you very much for this. In my mind, of what I have seen, we have lost our hope. See, it is a normal psychological function that you have a hope into something. Like, for instance, many devotees will come and they have a hope that by coming here, my Krishna consciousness will increase for Nityananda's appearance day. We will also see 9 devotees who will sit down at the initiation fire with a certain hope that if I take initiation, sacred initiation, and I do this, I will go back to Godhead. You can interview these devotees. It's a very interesting. They are Ashabanda. They are a sweet hope is within their heart. But most of us have given up the hope and become hopeless. We don't have faith that by doing this, that my life will significantly improve. We have the feeling when we join the Krishna conscious movement, this hope comes to us. But after maybe trying for 10 years, 20 years, and more, and we do not see that we have advanced sufficiently, this hope is slowly leaving our heart. This intense hope that this will work. Many or most practitioners on the spiritual path, not just in Krishna consciousness, it's a phenomenon which is you see in all religions of human mankind throughout the history. Vishwanath Chakravarti expresses it like this: there is a beginner's enthusiasm at everything, a certain excitement. Wow! Wow! You know, I'm a preacher, and you know why I'm so enthusiastic, Mahendra? Because I'm associating many times with enthusiastic people. They're usually only a day old in Krishna consciousness. They are so enthusiastic. They have so much hope. It's so such an enlivening association, really. It's so wonderful. And you think, my God, they think that they feel this is so good. It must be good, you know. I can't be the only one who thinks it's not good. You know? If they think they are more educated than me, they must be good, you know. It's a certain hope which is natural. And it is also natural that the hope leaves us, that type of hope, if we don't see results. There is nothing bad in it. This is absolutely natural, because this is how our psychology works. Mm. And it is this hope or this enthusiasm or taste which is so absolutely necessary for spiritual life. Now, in my little program, Lessons from the Life of Narada Muni, I will talk about the principles which will bring back that hope. You know, all I can see already in my mind, I see now devotees in the airplanes coming here, devotees in trains coming here. Some devotees go on ships and come here, you know. They all are driven by a hope. Maybe if I come this time to Goloka Dham, I will get something which will help me to get good taste back in Krishna consciousness. I feel this all, the coming, and I feel, I'm one of the main preachers here. Some of them come only because to see me. So I must deliver an answer how to get back the hope. This must, otherwise I cannot continue to eat from the hands of these devotees. You know, I do not do my service in their lives very well. So I will try to give an answer to this, but I cannot tell it now because then all the good points are gone. But it's really about this hope, or you could say this ideal, if you talk in philosophical terms, this idealistic concept. Ideal is, to be idealistic is means you have a high ideal with high values, and you have it over your head, and you move towards that consciously. But many people become, from idealists, they come to what they call realists, and realist in their word means it doesn't work. That is the normal situation. Only a rare soul like Mahendra Prabhu is I don't want to embarrass you, but a few devotees are exceptions. And what we usually do is, because we don't like to admit this to ourselves, it's really the ultimate defeat when your ideals go and your hope goes. What we do is we settle in our life. Oh, okay, let's become enthusiastic to situate myself. I might have to go back to the university, learn some nice, interesting subjects, and let me make some money also, you know, and let me be practical. I perform karma yoga now, you know, and so on. This is there. You know, we try to somehow accommodate our ultimate defeat in spiritual life. And we become attracted to material things and this and that and so on. It's also the fate of a religious movement. It is first very enthusiastic, but then it becomes, you know, the sociology of religion. You have a subject in the Bhaktivedanta College. You must have talked about this. We are not an exception of this. So this hope, this must be given back. It's a long subject, but for now, for answering now is, see, there's one secret in life. Wege entstehen, indem man sie geht. This is a German saying. The way becomes revealed to you if you walk on it. You know, you have, if you do something with some discipline, this is called Vaidhi Bhakti, then you find out that something happens in your life. And these three instructions, really, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm so convinced. You know, Mahendra Prabhu, I can tell you, I don't do anything else in my life. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm trying to increase and chant more and more. when I don't chant japa, I sing usually. I'm a melody lover. I love melodies. Then I read in the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and scriptures which are in the same line. And then I try to talk about this. That's all I do. It's up to, you know, and it works for me at least. I'm feeling quite satisfied in my life. I'm not satisfied with my own advancement. that's another story. That's not so good. But in life I'm very satisfied. You know, I always want to, I'm a German, I want to be already in my Siddha Deha, my eternal original body, and so on. It's not, it has not happened, but I can also live on with something less, you know. I'm joking. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Ananga Manjari. Never speak like this again, he said. Yeah.
A strong point. So I was just thinking this this point in life after years of practicing, you say that it's coming from maybe wrong doing it, wrong thinking, wrong approaching the spiritual life. Like, yes, we have to, for my example, I'm the mother. So for me, I cannot just say, yes, I go to street and do something. I have already some thoughts where I believe this Krishna consciousness. So this is my way. And sometimes we assume that we focus ourselves to some way which is not there.
Yeah. You are very Ananga Manjari made a very wonderful point. We often have a wrong concept about our spiritual advancement, and when it doesn't go according to our concept, we get sprishanen, burnt out. And many times we want always the highest immediately. And when it is not happening, and we have a concept what that highest could be, and so on, and then we become really bewildered in life. That is what Prabhupada he really has seen us, his Western devotees, and he said, "No, you stay. You know you." You just add this chanting and this reading of Gita and Bhagavatam and instructing others. Finish. Your life is... And then he repeats Mahaprabhu's instruction. You will not find any obstacles in your life any longer if you just do this. But you're right, Ananga Manjari, when we think, no, I must now take... I'm a Mataji, I will take sannyas. I'm a mother, and you know, do something like that. Then yes, if we would do it, we would be miserable, even. And if we don't do it, but we have this concept, we also are miserable. We must come to the right conclusion. And by the way, this is how Chaitanya. The Vaishnavism is supposed to spread. Yane praya samudapasya namanta eva. It's a verse which Mahaprabhu appreciated very much. Give up philosophical speculations, stay where you are at home, and just hear about Krishna. And this is the path to take. I so much see also, sometimes devotees come into temples and they don't feel satisfied in temples. Have you noticed? And then you see all these devotees, you know, and saffron-colored dresses, you know, and they are they have no, and when the lecture starts, they fall asleep because they are sleep deprived, and so on. They feel so miserable after some time that they want to leave the temple and leave Krishna consciousness because it's not natural for them to practice this. By the way, I really feel everyone should have a learning time in the temple. No? But only for a few who are like really the monk type. Is this a good way? If someone for whom this is not the way forces himself, he will become unhappy and explode after some time. Ping! And then there is a saffron dot on the wall. And you ask, where did you go? Very a good point. Yeah, I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. Any other devotee? Man, ich kann immer dein. Sagst du bitte nochmal deinen Namen?
Manjulamani.
Gut. Mm-hmm. Yes, Manjulamani. Please speak in English.
Yes, he said, if we have thought about this point. And what we think about what you have said, and I have thought about how Krishna, he actually has promised to give himself and to be kind to, like he is saying in this verse, we will meet again in this place.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have thought about this, that Krishna, he is very kind and he is moving very quick to all these devotees who are staying in one place. And that this is his kindness, that he make himself available if you actually follow his instructions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice point, yes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you will never lose my company. I will be with you when you do this. No, this is so much a mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada, that he has really presented the path to us very clearly. It is up to us to take it up. Tomorrow we will say, talk about this, our sabotage system, because it's really so simple, but still we are not always doing it. So, starting tomorrow, please come back for coming attractions. Hare Krishna. I want to thank you very much. I will end the class here now. Thank you very much for coming to this presentation of Krishna consciousness. We will have a wonderful festival. Let's see how. For me, everything is wonderful always. But I think many nice devotees are coming. I heard even from America, they come on airplanes, and let us all try to serve the devotees who come. That will help the festival to become unique, and so on. We should try to really utilize this festival as our personal opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas and to make them go deeper in Krishna consciousness and to facilitate their spiritual experience. So I will ask Gaura Hari to just give you a short introduction.